Bless you, Prophetess Cheryl Johnson. Thank you, woman of God, for the miracle seed. Know, Prophetess Cheryl, that you're moving into a great season. You're moving into a time where you're going to begin to see that your imagination is going to be strong. And I see new opportunities coming your way. But I also heard the Lord say for the next several days, the Lord says, try not to hurt or anger anyone. It's a time of self-improvement. It's a time where the Lord will say that you're going to be able to impress those who are in power, those who are in authority, with your knowledge as well as your experience. And so what the Lord says, that your ability to speak and communicate will flow to you like rain, and you're going to see that your gift is going to make room for the woman of God. I further hear the Lord saying unto me, Prophet Cheryl, that he says, do not dwell on the things of the past, because it is just too costly for you in regards to time as well. The Lord says this is a season where you're going to find that your strongest asset is going to be your ability to communicate. For the Lord says to thee, use wisdom, woman of God, so that you don't hurt or anger someone. And yet God says, guard your words. You're in a time of promotion. You're in a time of expansion. You're in a time where you're going to be making a great name for yourself. Prophetess, as you move forward into the month of October, it's a time of foundation and organization. It's going to be a time where you're going to do a lot of planning. It's going to be a time where the limitations or restrictions are going to be lifted off of thee. But yet it's a time for you to really be diplomatic and be patient and wait on the Lord. It also seems like someone from your past could also reappear back into your life as well. You're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to be able to achieve some new things, because you're going to climb up the ladder of success with greater knowledge and greater wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord say, put a lot of thought into what you want out of your relationships and what means are necessary to achieve this. Know that in October, stay on top of facts, because only the facts are going to be important to the woman of God. Concern yourself with the wise to certain situations and work them out intelligently, but also unemotionally. And also the Lord says, tend to the small things, tend to details. Check bank accounts, check statements and things of that nature as well. Career-wise, watch for some unexpected opportunities for advancements. I'm hearing in the workplace, seems like around about the 1st and the 7th, and again, maybe followed by the 22nd of the month, these will offer the best opportunities. Prophetess, as you move forward into the month of November, freedom and changes is going to be that time. Don't get involved in long-term contracts. Emotions and things of that nature could be changing quickly. A lot of change will be happening around them. Choose your words wisely, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Changes in the home environment, changes in business are going to be happening all around you. But you have the wisdom to be able to adapt, accept, and adapt. And as you do that, it will work out in your favor. For the Lord says, the Spirit is going to let those in authority know who you are and what you can do and what you stand for. And yet you're going to take a stand in some things, and you won't back down, neither will you bend. Also, the Lord says, don't allow your emotions to control you in the month of November, but stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, and know that God is moving you forward, and he has great, great, great things in store for thee, servant of the Most High. I see elevation with something surrounding testings, test. Also further learning further classes. I don't know, woman of God, I don't know why I see you doing something with speech, with young people, with speech. God says you're going to get that master's degree if you don't have it as of yet. Thank you, woman of God, for the miracle seed.
God bless you, Prophetess Cheryl Johnson. I hear the word of the Lord for you stating that you are going to have doors open up for you. God says that you are going to be seen with your spiritual eye. God says an increase in you in revelations and also in elevation for you. God says that you have power on the inside of you and a powerful word in your mouth. I'm hearing God say for you to come forth. God says that this is a season that you shall not doubt and you shall move forward in all that he has placed on the inside of you, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen, Prophetess, and I concur, because I heard you say, this is too heavy for me. This is too heavy for me. God says it's not too heavy for you, because you have the extra endurance that he has placed in your very being for a time such as this. God says to keep moving, and you will be able to accomplish that which only men could only dream of. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Cheryl. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season of new self-development. I do hear Father God saying, let go and let God and stop worrying. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season to activate your faith to the next level. And I just hear Father God saying, support is at hand. I hear Father God saying, mental, emotional, and psychological support is at hand, woman of God. And I hear Father God saying to tell you, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different this time. So Father God saying he's causing you to revisit some doors and there's some opportunities that are at hand. And I do hear Father God saying justice. So I do hear Father God saying begin to write it down and make it plain. I hear Father God saying employ your angels. Write your angels, woman of God. For Father God saying this is a season of multiple streams of income concerning family as well as finances. And that is the word of the Lord.